I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, September 11th. Three separate pedestrian accidents in Quincy yesterday are under investigation. Police say a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle near 500 Quarry Street just after 4:30 yesterday afternoon. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. About 20 minutes later, a child on a bicycle was struck by a vehicle in front of the Housneck Fire Station on C Street. That victim was taken to the hospital with a potential broken collarbone. And just before 8:30 last night, a pedestrian in a crosswalk was struck by a vehicle at the intersection of Southern Artery and Commonwealth Avenue. That victim was taken by ambulance to South Shore Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The operators remained on scene at all three incidents. A 70-year-old woman has died of injuries she sustained in an August crash involving a sailboat and a motorboat in Hingham Bay. On August 16th, at about 12:30 in the afternoon, Weymouth and Hingham first responders were called to the area off Grape Island on a report of a collision involving a 38-foot Sea Ray motorboat and a 21-foot Pisces sailboat. Two people were critically injured and taken to nearby hospitals for care. 70-year-old Patricia Chickalise of East Walpole died on September 7th, according to the DA's office, and her husband remains hospitalized in critical condition. According to a police report, the power boat was heading away from Hingham into the main channel at about 17 miles per hour when it hit the sailboat. The motorboat operator said he saw a small fishing boat crossing the channel about a half to three quarters of a mile ahead, and he was paying attention to that. But when he turned his head back, he saw the sailboat, but says it was too late. Driver said when he saw the sailboat cut across his bow, he stated it was too late and grabbed the steering wheel first and realized he wasn't going to be able to avoid it and powered down his vessel. He tried to turn hard to the starboard side but could not avoid the collision, according to the report. The crash submerged the sailboat, leaving only the top of its mast and the tip of the bow visible above the waterline. Investigators have questioned the two people on the motorboat who were not seriously injured. Investigators have searched both boats and removed an electronic device from the motorboat at a marina in Quincy. They said the device may have recorded the motorboat's position, speed, and direction. That device has been turned over to the U.S. Coast Guard. The crash remains under investigation by state and environmental police. Two men were arrested after Hingham police found an AR-style rifle and ammunition in the woods last Friday. About 4 p.m., Hingham police were asked by authorities in Bridgewater to conduct a welfare check on 32-year-old Scott McCabe, who was believed to be armed with a rifle near the Quarry Restaurant and Linden Pond Senior Living Community. Both facilities were told to shelter in place by Hingham police while the area was searched. McCabe was found nearby and taken to South Shore Hospital. A second man, 32-year-old Mark Serendolo from West Harwich, was found in the Quarry Restaurant parking lot near a truck containing a rifle ammunition container. Police dogs searched the woods near the parking lot, where they discovered a 5-caliber AR-style rifle, two more ammunition containers, two 30-round magazines, and a 10-round magazine. The rifle had no serial numbers and is considered to be a ghost gun, an untraceable firearm typically assembled by the user. Serendolo was arrested in the parking lot. McCabe was arrested at the hospital. McCabe is charged with possession of a large-capacity firearm, three counts of possession of a large-capacity firearm, defacing a firearm with no serial number, and possession of ammunition. He was held on $15,000 cash bail. Serendolo is charged with witness intimidation, possession of a large-capacity firearm without an ID card. He was released after posting $5,000 cash bail. Both men were arraigned Monday in Hingham District Court and held pending a dangerousness hearing that is set for tomorrow. McCabe also faces charges in connection with an investigation in Bridgewater. It'll be arraigned in Brockton District Court at a later date. Disgraced state police trooper Michael Proctor is not expected to testify for the prosecution in the upcoming trial of Brian Walsh, according to the DA. Walsh is accused of killing his wife, Anna, in their Cohasset home before dismembering and disposing of her body in 2023. Proctor was assigned to the Walsh case, but came under intense scrutiny after he testified in the closely watched trial of Karen Reed. In the Walsh case, Proctor was involved. The DA's office in its filing says the state police and Cohasset police devoted dozens of additional officers to that investigation. Reed is accused of hitting and killing her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, with her car in 2022. Her first trial ended in a mistrial after jurors said they couldn't reach a unanimous agreement. During questioning in the trial, Proctor testified he sent inappropriate and vulgar texts about Reed while he was serving as the lead investigator on her case. State officials took action soon after the judge's mistrial declaration and suspended Proctor without pay. The Norfolk DA's office says it plans to retry Reed. Reed's defense vowed to continue fighting charges against her, and the judge circled January of next year as the start date for Reed's second trial. The DA's office, in its filing with the Walsh case, said the state police provided data from Proctor's work phone and work cloud account. Among data, the DA's office says the report includes information about open investigations, surveillance video from unrelated investigations, and personal identifying information of individuals involved in other investigations. DA's office said, in the process of ascertaining how to determine if any information from Proctor's phone may be subject to discovery in the Walsh case or other cases. Based on preliminary review, the DA's office says that it would likely jeopardize open investigations. A group opposed to the recent salary increases for the Quincy mayor and city councilors are vowing to continue their efforts to get those raises repealed. Members of A Just Quincy say they will be attending every city council meeting and holding another rally on Halloween to gather more support for their cause. The group was formed after the city council approved a mayoral salary increase from $150,000 to $285,000 and council raises from $30,000 to $44,500. The group says the raises are too high and were done without proper public input. They want the council to repeal the raises and conduct a more thorough salary study. This week, about 100 protesters rallied outside City Hall when the city council reconvened after summer break. Protesters were not allowed to speak or bring signs into the council meeting. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 92 points. The NASDAQ rose 141, and the S&P added 24. Global stocks mostly lower. The dollar fell. The euro is up. Oil at $66 a barrel. In sports, Baltimore beat the Red Sox 5-3 at Fenway last night. They'll play again tonight at 7:10. Forecast today from the National Weather Service is for a mostly sunny day with a high 79 degrees. For tonight, clear, low 52. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 84. Partly cloudy on Friday, high of 87. And sunny on Saturday with a high of 83. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves. Northerly wind at 5 knots becomes southeast later today. Next high tide, 5:52 p.m. Sunrise 6:20 sets at 6:59. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, September 11th.